I debated all day about what God wanted from me today. And let's just bow our heads. Holy Spirit, without you, nothing gets exposed. Without your anointing, we can't go forward. So I'm asking for this word to come alive tonight. For those who are hungry, whether they be here or over the internet, Lord, just feed the ones that are hungry tonight. It started early this morning when I kept hearing James chapter 4. So I went to James chapter 4, and I would invite you to go there if you want. But I'm not really going to flow with the words written. I'm just going to kind of hint at two things that he pushed into my heart. And the first one was verse 7. Submit yourselves to God. Now, I know that James is very, very powerfully pushing buttons on believers. I believe that he was the brother of the Lord, like the scripture says. I also believe that he had an intense turnaround. If you were brought up with the Lord and you had all the controversy that goes with that, and the war games of a family, having a child that's not fathered by the father that you had, there would definitely be pressure. And James would definitely fall into that category. But now he's saying, submit. Well, I don't know about you, but submitting to a brother can be quite difficult. Or a sister. Amen? I mean, that requires a little oomph in your circumstances and in your choices. Because you know everything about that brother. You know when he's in a good mood and when he's in a bad mood. Yes? According to you. Not according to him. And then you also know when you're in a good mood and the emotions are not, you know, quite perfect. And you're having an attitude problem. Now, of course, you guys never have those. But I had some of that. And I was dealing with some of this stuff. In the thought patterns, in my emotions. And blah, 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 blah. How many know that can roll around in you pretty deep? Okay? And the fire of God was being reminded me, you know, Holy Spirit, you know, what do I do with this stuff? Okay? So the next verse says, come near to God, verse 8, 4, 8. He will come near to you. Whoa! Come near to God and he will come near to you. So it's a two-way coordinate. Now I can just imagine James having to submit himself. And I'm sure that he was probably there when he showed up after the resurrection. Because his mother's there. And he's probably there reluctantly. Because after all, I could be doing all these other things. Helping the rest of the family and my sisters and all the kids and blah, blah, blah. And his emotions must have definitely been ringing in all kinds of turmoil. And that's what was back. I said, I was going through some of that. I said, Lord, no wonder he would write this. No wonder he would be the one that's chosen to push my buttons this morning. To let me know, I've lived this. Because I was living in some of that this morning. I was living with it on a couple of comments that were made during the weekend. And somebody I love was injured. And I don't mean physically. I mean emotionally. And I wanted to patch things up. Yeah. I don't like it when somebody's bleeding emotionally. I get angry, to put it mildly. So I have this emotional stuff that I got to contend with, and I'm not happy. So I said, Lord, I see the press from self. You know that elf in you? Well, that little elf was certainly the Adamic one. That Adam part of me. How it is intent on being served. That Adam part of me loves to be pampered, right? And of course, my sister pointed that out, you know, when we had a conversation this week. And she says, oh, I'm being pampered. I says, oh, that's so wonderful. I almost forgot what it's like. You know? But, you know, we always have a picture in our mind of what we would like to see the circumstances and the initiation of different things that should happen at different stages in our lives. And obviously, some of the stages in my life are totally upside down, don't make any sense, and it's okay. It is okay. Now, I would prefer to do other things and be doing other things, but this is what God has chosen for me. Okay? So, I said, Lord, how is it intent, you know, the Adam part of me wants to do all these things, but how is it intent on being served and being served multiples of times? So I put down a multiplication sign with three at least, plus a question mark. Now, as I see the servant part of me is okay if it has the emotions to match. Now, I can serve anybody at any time as long as my emotions are flowing with it. And I'm in a happy space and things are good and, you know, nobody's off kilter. Got it? Okay. At least, I like that when you guys say amen, because at least I don't feel alone. But sometimes it does not. Sometimes the emotions are not there for me to serve, but I got to serve anyway. And I don't feel like it. I'm having a checking day. Okay? I'd like to check this one off and check this one out, check that one somewhere else, and you know the answer. Serve a little bit of me. But it doesn't happen. So I responded. I said, Lord, I trust the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn the old and to be the servant with or without emotions. Yeah. To be a servant with or without. In other words, if they match, fine. Let's go with it. But if they don't match, I want you to burn that crap off that is hanging on that wants me to serve me first. Oh, I got a few friends. Praise the Lord. What am I saying to you? You know, it's not a big, long message that can change me. It's seeing me for what I am. It's seeing that the Adam part of me wants servitude. It wants my way. It wants what I perceive would be wonderful. Like a day at the beach, right now. Just to take a walk on the ocean and get my toes wet. Yes! Right now, tonight, go to New York for a cup of coffee. Absolutely. Go to Times Square Church. Yes. Why should we forgive you? Well, there you go. So you see, I've got those same things that I'm contending with, and I'm saying to the Lord, let the old die. Let it be burned up, okay? And let the new me serve. With joy from Him. Because my own isn't there. Okay? My own is saying, I'm being scratched again. I'm so glad I got friends. Could you do me a favor? If you relate to this, put your Bible down and stand up. Because you see, if I'm the one that's going through this, I had a sense that somebody else was tasting the same thing. Amen? So would you put your hands to the Lord, right up to the top. Remember when we were kids, at least when I was, we played cowboys and Indians and somebody stuck their finger in your back and they said, stick them up! And you'd have to give up. Are you going to give up or are you going to be roped up? Say, Lord Jesus, tonight, I humble myself. I submit myself to you and to your plan for my life. Let my plan disintegrate in the fire of your love. Let your Holy Ghost fire burn out the old me. And when it's time for a blessing, I'll know you did it. Not me creating it. I'm coming out of the creation department. I'm coming out of the selfish department. I'm coming into the servant department. And I'm going to serve with joy by choice in Christ Jesus. And God will be glorified through the new creation with great joy. With great joy. This shall be. I prophesy it to me. I prophesy it to you. I prophesy it to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's it. That's all I got. Now, you can't say that was a long one. But I pray that it changes us. Amen? Any additions? Then you're going to have to share some love and continue to be obedient to the Lord. Amen?